Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. In the house with us, as always, independent insurance agent, and that would be Kathy Cacciola, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I hope it was wonderful for everyone, the holidays. And you got
the
to
hustle
spend,
and bustle.
The hustle and bustle. You got to spend time with family and friends, and we'll look forward to a 2025 that is actually looking up.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
But I think it will be. Right now, people may be in the midst of going, my plan may not work. What can we do? You're going to tell them.
Absolutely. I mean, from January 1st through March 31st, you can go ahead and make one more change. So if you enroll into a plan in January, it'll be effective in February. If you roll into a plan in February, it'll be effective in March. March, it'll be effective in April. So it's always the first day of the following month that you enroll during this annual enrollment period. Unlike the annual, where you enroll in October or November or December, and then it's not effective until January 1st. So there's a profound difference there.
Well, what you need to do is, if you need to sit down with Kathy to make arrangements to change that like to like, you can give her a call at 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. And if you need to text her, this line is what you call, which is 352-678-8338, correct?
That's correct.
Some way, shape, or form, get in touch with Kathy.
Yeah, you can email me, you could text me, you could call me. Carrier pigeon.
Wow. Carrier pigeon. Go to the website.
However it works.
And you can check that out, and you can email her on the website, too, and that's at kecinsuranceservices.com, kecinsuranceservices.com. Get in touch with her to see what you can do. Plans this year, a little crazy.
Yeah, they've changed kind of drastically. I kind of like to explain how that changed. In 2025, that became effective. So the biggest change was the Inflation Reduction Act, when it was written into law and was to phase in four different phases, in four different years. So in the first year, the only thing that happened is they took the top 10 diabetic drugs and put them on a special list, for which they are $35. Now, these typically are insulin. Those are on a $35 list. The second year, they changed the way the drug plan works, so the donut hole was still intact.
Mm-hmm.
But the catastrophic phase, which was the last phase of the drug program, instead of paying 5%, you paid zero. Now, this is the third year, and this is the final phase. Well, there is one more phase, but it's going to be somewhat minor. This is the most important phase of this act. So what's happening is, prior to this year, Medicare kept a ledger on your behalf. So when you went into a pharmacy and you bought a drug, they would go back to that pharmacy and say, what are you selling off the shelf for? Let's say it's $1,000. And your copay, whatever you paid at the drugstore, is not recorded. It's just the retail price. Then when you reached $5,035 in retail, then you were in the donut hole. So maybe in 1 month you paid like a $40 copay, but once you dropped in the donut hole, you're paying $250, which was 25% of that $1,000.
Correct.
Now, fast forward to 2025, how it's going to work is this way. They're using a different calculation. They're using the actual copay that you pay, whatever that is. And they also have a ledger on your behalf. They also count not only what you pay, but what the plan pays on your behalf. So once you reach $2,000, which is far less than that $5,000,
right,
then the remainder of the year, there is no donut hole and you pay nothing. So, for example, if you take a high-priced drug, you might, and you have a high copay because there's usually a deductible. Now, Medicare sets that deductible every year. This year, it's $590. So once you reach that deductible, counts towards that $2,000 as well. So you might have a really bad January. You'll go to the pharmacy and you might pay $600 to pick up your prescription.
Yikes.
If you have high-priced drugs. The next month, you might pay $300. Then the remainder of the year, you're probably not going to pay anything. So when you go to the pharmacy, you're going to pick up your prescriptions and not pay any copay, because then you've dropped into that final phase where you pay nothing. It's the zero copay phase. So that's the way it's going to work moving forward. Now, a lot of folks are getting these letters from their prescription drug company saying that you can opt into for a payment plan. So I'm getting these phone calls and they're saying, what does this mean, this payment plan thing?
Okay.
So when they wrote this law, they realized it was going to be front loaded. Right. What I mean by front-loaded, yeah, meaning everything they're going to have front. January and February is going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, sure.
So they're allowing you the opportunity to spread that out over 12 months. So they just divide whatever that is, what you are going to pay, over 12 months. And instead of paying at the pharmacy, you would pay your drug plan.
Wow. Now so that and be that's beneficial that, for a lot of
people.
That's a
monthly fee. There is problems with that.
Okay.
Because once you know, that company has that responsibility, meaning you pay that company, and let's say January and February, for some reason, you're on this particular plan. If you need to change that plan or you move or something happens, you're still stuck with that payment with that company.
So you'll probably have to fork it over to finish it out right after.
You have to, yes, for the year. Okay. Once you start it, you can't stop it until the end of the year.
Okay. So
there are some problems with that. And then there's the, you know, the collections component to it. I'm sure that's going to be an issue because you have to pay the company instead of the pharmacy. It's going to be a curiosity how this is going to work out in the end. But because of that, because of this Inflation Reduction Act, it really cut into a lot of the other benefits that Medicare Advantage, for example, were able to offer, because now they have to cover that 100% of your prescription drugs. So they have to cut back in other areas. And they have.
Yeah, so, boy, it's a change. And you're probably on the roll right now with what you have. But if you are having some issues with that, you can make that like-to-like change from now and through March 31st. But if you still have questions, still have issues, want to know what you can do, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. And this way you'd be able to put your mind at ease. There's things that you need to have changed. But yeah, you've gotten calls like, wow, they really took different things away.
Well, yeah, I've gotten a lot of calls like that. And you just understand that if you want to change your plan and you set up that payment plan, you still have to pay the original company, whatever company that is, because you've set up that payment plan with them. Moving forward, if you change your, I mean, people change in January sometimes, in February and March, they change their plan. My advice is if you can avoid doing the payment plan, I think you're going to have a lot less issues.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you can cough the money up front,
if
like you said, it's front loaded.
It is front loaded. Yes. Yeah. So when I sit down, I usually get people to bring me their list of prescription drugs.
Right.
And I go ahead and put it through the system, the calculator, and it'll tell me what plan is going to be their lowest cost overall, if it's a prescription drug plan or the Advantage plan for their prescription drugs. It'll also tell me exactly what they're going to pay per month and when they've reached their $2,000 out-of-pocket threshold and when it drops to zero. It tells me all of that, and I make sure I share that with, you know, with the person so that they're aware and they don't have any big surprises. Because the biggest thing with a donut hole was people would walk into a pharmacy and, I mean, last month, like I said, maybe they paid $45. This month, they're paying $250, and they're shocked because they had no idea it's complicated. A lot of people don't understand how these things work, and I get it because it is complicated. But moving forward, it shouldn't be that complicated because $2,000 threshold is what you pay and the company pays. So once you reach that, your copay or your prescription drugs are going to drop zero.
Now, for some people, obviously, this is a better plan for them. Okay.
For some people who are on high-cost drugs, and there are a lot of high-cost drugs out there,
right,
they're very popular, that, you know, big segment of the population are currently taking. I mean, it's going to be a game changer.
Now, you sit there with a lot of these clients of yours, and that's one of the things you ask them about, okay, what kind of medications are you taking?
Yes.
So you know where to go with them on what kind of a plan to do.
Right, exactly.
Sit down with an independent agent. This is what we always talk about, because she can shop around for you, see what the best plan is, depending on your doctors as well, too, right?
Absolutely, because that's another thing, because of this, I mean, like I said, this really threw a wrench into the whole system. Is there's been a lot of doctors that drop plans. There's been a lot of plans that drop doctors. So if you are the victim of one of those, then understand from January 1st to March 31st, you can change your plan. But what I would do, if this happens to you and you go to the doctor, you try to make an appointment, and the doctor's office says, we no longer take that plan, then find out what they do take. It helps me do the research. And come on in with that list. And then I'll be able to, it gives me a direction to go. I will still verify that those doctors are in network with those with the plan that you've chosen, just to be a double sure that the doctor has contracted with this plan and they're in the network. And it helps me to know what direction to go.
Now, you also make mention that the doctor can drop out anytime they want.
They can.
And that's unfortunate. That is unfortunate, but it does happen. But Kathy will try to get you back with the people that you're used to in a different plan that'll be suitable for you. But
Right. Things
do happen. It's not fireproof, if you will, but that's just the way it is. And so people that have been doing this for a long time, being on certain plans and such, they probably already know the drill. You've had clients that you've had for a long time that are, okay, well, I'll try this plan, but I got to have the doctor, or a whole plan different because this doctor will be in this network or whatever the case may be, but you'll make it work.
I'll make it work. And, you know, the vast majority of people who choose a plan and choose the doctors tend to stay right where they are. They don't jump around from year to year.
Right.
Because it's painful to learn, you know, a new plan, a new system, mm-hmm. and it is. So it's easier to stay right where you are if the plan that you are currently on is working for you, meaning you get to see the doctors you want to see, you're getting the treatment, you know, you need to have, and your prescription drugs are covered at the highest level. Those are the important components of getting the right plan for you.
You know, some people say if it ain't broke, don't fix.
Exactly.
But some do, you know. I mean, you've gotten some calls over last month or so wondering what's going to happen come this new year. And they're going like, oh, my gosh, what's relax. If you didn't make the December 7th deadline, now's your time to do it between now and March 31st to get that plan that's going to be best for you. Just that simple. And mine, I just let it roll.
Yeah.
Got the card.
Let it roll. There's absolutely no pain in that at all because it's what you're used to.
Right.
And, you know, moving forward. Now, there are folks that are gravitating to the supplement. And like I've explained before, a supplement is different than Medicare Advantage because a supplement does not have network, meaning you can go to any doctor that accepts payment from Medicare, as opposed to Medicare Advantage, where there is network-based. We call that managed care because they manage your care
right
through networks. So there are folks that have, you know, moved on to supplements more this year than I think any other time.
Really?
Mainly because of they don't like change. They want to get into something that's not going to change from year to year. There's a lot of folks out there that just simply do not like change.
I think we're all guilty of that in one way or another. You know, we don't like to have this and that, but yeah, don't upset the apple cart if not needed, but sometimes it has to, and you just have to bite it, the bullet, if you will. So, but let Kathy help you out with that kind of stuff. 727-735-2337 is Kathy's number. KECinsuranceservices.com is the website. Check that out as well. But a lot of people, where do I go? And that's what you're there for.
Yes, what I'm there for. I actually will, you know, look up doctors and give them information on, you know, they want to find a new primary care. I'll give them a list of doctors to look at. Typically don't recommend doctors because people I like, they may not like. You know, it's
true.
A personality thing.
I'll
send somebody to a doctor I just adore, and they'll come back to me and say, yeah, I don't like the guy. You know, what are you going to do? Because
can't please everybody.
It's a personality thing. Doctors have to be personable with the patient sometimes, and sometimes they're just not. So
yeah.
They're just doing their job. And
yeah, you know, you look at, boy, you're a ray of sunshine, aren't you? You know, stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
Like,
you know. Yeah.
You know,
so I learned my lesson in recommending doctors because, I mean,
well,
people are so different that they just, they're not going to like the same guy I like,
well,
or the same
true.
Person I like.
That's
so.
True. You know, if you're coming up on 65 this year, okay, it's the easier way to do this. It's at least 3 to 4 months in advance.
Contact me.
Please.
Yes.
At least 3 to 4 months in advance of your 65th birthday. And she'll explain, Kathy will explain what you knew, if you're going to go on to Medicare, if you're going to do collect social, whatever the case may be, you're going to be able to guide them through there.
I can guide them through it. Absolutely. So the only thing that I require when I do that is make sure you have a device, like to be able to get a text and email. Because the way Social Security is set up now, you used to be able to log on, get yourself, go through the application, and, you know, get your Part A and B, no worries.
Right.
Now they have so many security protocols.
It's like getting to Fort Knox.
They will send at least 2 codes to your phone, 1 to your email, 1 to your phone, making sure that, you know, that it is you that is logging onto that site. And you do have to have, and I can't stress this enough, if you are coming up on 65, please create yourself a My Social Security account.
Yep.
Because you're going to have to.
Yeah.
They require it. And this is really hard for people who have absolutely no technology whatsoever, and I've ran into these people. So it's tough getting them enrolled. Then in that case, I do have to use a paper method, because there is a paper method you can use. Fill out a paper application and send it to Social Security. You can use it. It is really slow, though. You better give yourself plenty of time to have your Part A and B. Now, this month, I've had 2 people that are turning 65 in January, this January, that want to enroll in Medicare. I'm going, you are not going to get it prior to January 1st. Because if you come in December and you turn 65 in January, you're not going to get your Medicare in time.
Not until February.
Not at least until February, yeah.
At the earliest.
Right.
At the earliest.
If you apply in December, they're going to back it up to January. But, you know, a lot of folks don't want to do that because they're paying for January. And they're not going to be able to get on a plan in January.
Well, that's, again, this is where she says 3 to 4 months in advance. There's always a chance of having a little glitch. I know the drill. I've been there and done that. It still worked out. Got it a couple of weeks before it was supposed to happen. And it all worked out. Just a little impatient. But...
And panic sets in because you
panic. But the
panic sets in.
The panic sets in, and like Kathy has said to me in the past, though, trying to call some of these people is, you know, especially Social Security and stuff. It's like you're on hold forever and a week.
You're on hold, and you're getting folks that are working out of their home.
Yeah.
They're not working out of an office. A lot of times you'll hear, you know, dogs barking, kids screaming, that type of thing in the background. And you've got to believe. I mean, I've worked out of my house before.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like you had a ball game going on there, did it?
No, I mean, I don't have kids, but I do have dogs. But I realize as a person working out of my house, when I have done it, there's distractions. There's a lot of distractions. There's things going on, and there's things you have to do. And you're not very efficient. So they are not efficient at Social Security. I don't care what they say. The efficiency is, there's no reason on earth why you shouldn't be able to reach Social Security with being on hold for less than an hour.
Hopefully this new administration is going to cure that.
I hope so.
At least some of it.
I really hope so.
Because, you know, you start some of these federal jobs, these people that don't want to work and they don't want to come into the office, and I don't care what business or whatever, then we need to find someone else that wants to come in and do a job.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the issue. All of a sudden, they got so complacent now that they can do it in their jammies.
I know a lot of people would say, pick me, I'll go in the office. They would do it because that's a great job. It is. Great benefits, you know, good pay.
It all depends on who decides they want to do this stuff. You know, you get some of these people that just don't want to have that aggravation, but they still want the money. Well, it doesn't work that way. I mean, I can't do mine from home for what I have to do at this radio station. I cannot do it from home. You don't want to do it from home for the distractions, and you like to have the people, if they want to come and visit you.
I have an office.
7335. Yeah. Forest Oaks Boulevard and Forest Oaks Plaza, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, you know, Guido's Pizza. That's where Kathy's office is, right there in Forest Oaks and Highway 19. You know, make an appointment to see her at her office. That beautiful office.
Yeah, I actually prefer the office, but I often will go to their houses too.
Right.
Because I get folks, they'll call me and say, I don't drive. I mean, maybe they don't see well, or there's other reasons why they need me to come to them, and I do that. Citrus County, typically I go there because it's a long ways for them to come and see me.
Right.
So I'll just take a day and I'll schedule two or three appointments in Citrus County.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, I could just make a day of it and spend it there. I have a lot of folks in Citrus County that I take care of. So that works out great for me. But doing it out of your house does not work well at all.
Well,
I don't care who you are or what business you're in.
You're right. I agree. It's not the same. And for especially for this, you know, when the pandemic came and it started to ease, and they still didn't ease people back into the offices, and a lot of them took the noise to stay where they could still do it from home. Okay, we're now four years plus out of this, okay?
Yeah, what was it, 2020?
Yeah, so we're 4 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's giddy up.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. It'll be a bad cold is what this is going to be now, you know, for some. But especially in that federal job.
Yeah, that's an essential position, an essential job, an essential service. Because when you're coming up on 65, you have to do things properly.
Yeah.
Meaning, I mean, there's a lot of people, not a lot of people, thank God there isn't a lot of people, but there's quite a few people that make mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lifelong mistake. It's not anything you can correct or rectify,
right.
and it'll go away. Once you accrue a penalty, you pay for that forever. Now, I'm not in my career, and I've been doing this for a long, long time. Have I ever seen Social Security forgive a penalty? They will not. So once you get past your election period, when you turn 65, and you got that window, 6 month window, once you get past that, you're starting to accrue a penalty if you did not sign up for Part B and you don't have credible coverage. Now, credible coverage is defined as coverage at least as good as Medicare, meaning an 80-20 plan.
Right.
And you have to have it if you're getting it through an employer. That employer has to employ more than 20 employees. Yep. It can't be a small mom and pop shop. Mm-hmm. It has to be a larger employer. And the coverage you have for that employer has to be credible. So, and it has to be credible by Medicare standards. So if you are a veteran and you're using VA, great coverage. Not going to complain about that. However, Medicare does not consider it to be credible.
It just amazes me.
So if you are a veteran, you still have to sign up for Part A and B, even though you're using the VA facilities. But the good news is you can have both. You can have the VA facilities and you can use those exclusively and also be on Medicare and have a plan. And there are plans that, you know, can help reduce the cost of your Part B too.
I was just going to ask you.
They'll give that money back to you. You have nothing to lose by doing that, by using both the VA and signing up for Medicare, but you have to. You're going to get yourself in trouble if you don't. So please, if you are a veteran, you're coming up on the age of 65, enroll in Part B and talk to me. I can help you mitigate the cost. I can help you be on the right plan, and I can explain the whole process to you.
Nothing's worse than being behind the eight ball, so, you know, just do that, okay? You know, just give Cassie the call. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. If you need to leave her a text, you need to call the cell line of 352-6788. 332-678-8338. You can send her an email. Go to their website. Go to the website at kecinsuranceservices.com and check all that out. We've got past programs on there, all kinds of great information Kathy has on that website, and a spot where you can email her as well, and she will pick up the email. But if anything, 727-735-2337. 3 to 4 months in advance of 65, whether you're a vet, whatever the case may be, sit down with her, make an appointment, and we'll be able to help you out. No problem at all. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do it again in two.
Do it again in two, JR.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.